Welcome to Cheers to Careers
and Life's Frontiers.
I'm Kim.
And I'm Phyllis.
Everybody's busy these days, so we're keeping it real in 15.
Just 15 minutes.
As we discuss a variety of topics from the current market, the ever-changing corporate world, and life events that can impact a career. We'll be sharing some great stories and valuable advice from our experiences working with top professionals
and hundreds of leading firms.
Our objective is to educate, inspire, and to spread a little joy along the way.
Let's get to it.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Is it too late to say Happy New Year?
I don't know, because who makes that rule?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We should say it every day.
Yeah, Happy New Day.
Happy New Day.
We're back.
I don't know. Who made that silly rule? You got to do it on January 1st anyway, you know.
It's that resolution time.
Yeah, well, let's not kid ourselves. You know, let's not kid ourselves and make a list of resolutions.
I didn't.
We know we're not going to adhere to. By the end of the month, we're going to feel bad about ourselves because we've broken everyone. Let's just shift to a new mindset, making some small commitments to ourselves that will lift us up both professionally and personally.
So what are you thinking? What type of stuff are you focused on?
Well, I've decided 2025 is going to be my year to clear. And what I mean by that is clearing out things that have either caused me to be weighed down or have stalled me from achieving something or has resulted in a level of self-induced anxiety that often impacts everybody's ability to find as much joy as they can because they have all this anxiety. I mean, we all have some levels of it, right?
Yep. We put pressure on ourselves either to be progressing in our jobs on the timing we want, trying to look a certain way as society seems to demand, projecting confidence when we're not, hiding our insecurities, trying to project perfection when there truly is no such thing. Or is there?
Only with Captain Olivia Benson Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty perfect as far as I'm concerned.
She's pretty amazing.
Yeah. The new program starts this week,
good.
So you know, the new season. But with so much happening in the world, I think we should clear away from things that don't add value and things that induce stress in our lives.
Okay.
You know, let's just give ourselves freedom to be who we are by clearing out our path and things from the past and embracing newfound freedom to be okay and embrace life, including our careers or jobs, with gratitude. You know, and I'm trying not to sound like a psychologist, but, you know, it is part of what we do.
It is. You know, and you always have sage advice and wisdom to share with us. So there's nothing wrong with being ambitious, though. But competing many times, it wears us down, though. Truly, from finding joy in what we do, acknowledging what our accomplishments are, and enjoying the experiences of our journey. It's tough.
It's exactly right.
So too often, especially in the corporate world, you talk to us a lot about that.
Absolutely. In the corporate world, you know, we see professionals not even celebrating. They'll get promoted, and, you know, it's like they might go out to happy hour, but that feeling of joy doesn't last, you know, or feeling blessed on where they are. They're always focused on what's next. You know, I need more, or what should I be doing to get to that next step? You know, and again, like you said, there's nothing wrong with being ambitious. You know, that's human nature, and it's a good thing on so many levels. But we need to be focused on what we've done and where we are now and acknowledge ourselves for the hard work it took to get there. Mm-hmm. I mean, experiencing now is tough for so many, and just being grateful. I saw a posting recently that said, the job you're currently in, even during challenging days, is a dream of the unemployed. And, you know, it does. I stepped back and thought, you know, that's so true. I used to tell people that worked for me is, you know, anyone, there's so many that would love to be in our roles, in our jobs. And we need to step back and, you know, make sure that we don't lose sight of that. And we need to celebrate how blessed we are and celebrate now, even, you know, during tough times.
Yeah. No, totally agree. It's something, and I've heard you give that advice to individuals who've had this amazing career and are struggling with what's next. And you say, a lot of times you'll say, when is it enough?
Yeah.
You know,
what is enough? When is enough? And, you know, people are in different phases of their careers and things happen, you know, with so many companies, you know, things are changing so fast with the companies we work with and beyond. And, you know, it feeds into people's insecurity, sometimes for good reason. Mm-hmm. You know, I always say, if you're secure in your career, then you're naive.
Yeah.
But, you know, but we should clear our mind, yeah. You know, of negative thoughts that keep us from reaching our potential.
Yeah. I've been guilty of that.
Yes, you have. Yeah. You know, and me too, especially early in my career. I think we all experience weak moments where we lose sight of what we truly are capable of and how much value we add to our career and relationships. You know, and I always say self-doubt is a dream killer.
Oh, word. I mean,
isn't that prophetic?
Yeah. They should write it down. Write it down. Self-doubt. It's a dream killer.
It is a dream killer. You know.
That should be the next public service announcement on TV.
I think so. Maybe I'll write a book about that. Self-doubt is a dream killer.
Oh, yes.
Watch, somebody will come out with that book next, you know.
Oh, Jesus. Yes. Dang it.
From the career aspect, you know, we compare ourselves to others far too often. Mm-hmm. You know, like so-and-so, they have an Ivy League academic background, or so-and-so is much more dynamic or smarter than I am, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and we just really need to figure out how to clear our mind of such thoughts. And it's not easy to do. And to be fair, we do see some others that come off as so confident, it's hard to imagine them having any self-doubt. And frankly, their arrogance is off-putting sometimes. And so we just tell ourselves, you know, I don't want to be like that. But let's face it, we all know people who are scarily confident and they lack self-awareness and they lack the ability to see what others around them see. And sometimes that works for people. They put it out to the world that they're great. And then many don't see through it, you know, and they find advocates that pull them up through the system until eventually some of them hit the wall.
Yeah, I always wondered, where do they bottle? They must have bottled somewhere.
I don't
that
know.
Confidence, where is it coming from?
I don't know.
I mean, they're all over, you know, and, you know, I try to fake it till I make it, but yeah.
Yeah. Confidence is, it's good to be confident, not to be arrogant, and there is a difference.
Yes.
But believing in yourself and not letting the words or actions of others, you know, clutter our path to achieving our goals or finding joy is an objective we should all have, you know, and just figuring that out. I mean, I'm personally and professionally putting the word clear as a priority this year, and I've already started, you know, and I started on that personal front before coming back to the office during the holidays, and I'm clearing out clutter, you know, whether it means the stupid junk drawer or drawers that are overflowing with things like rubber bands.
Where are the rubber bands coming from?
I don't know.
I don't.
It's like a virus.
I couldn't even tell you where. Like, where did I get this rubber band?
Rubber bands.
And why do I have 20 of them?
And they're old. And then when you go to use them, when you remember that and you need one, and they're so old that you go to, and the spring is gone, you know?
I swear to you, I recently cleared out a drawer with 20 rubber bands, and all of them snapped.
And old batteries. Oh. Old batteries, you know. My husband, he never throws away batteries when he changes them. So then I never know what's new batteries and what's old batteries, and unless they're corroded on the end.
He realizes a battery needs to be changed
because
it's not working, and he saves it.
He saves them because you never know, Kim. They may. So you just never
That's
know.
That's some confidence right there.
I mean,
afterlife.
And the other one that is so funny is matchbooks in those drawers. You know, matchbooks from a weddings of people from 10 years ago.
Yeah, keep the flame alive. what was the last time you needed a matchbook?
No,
somebody
give
me a match.
People, you know, people don't even smoke in, you know, public anymore, you know. So, but there's still matchbooks from these couples that are celebrating their 10-year anniversary, or some of them are divorced now. But we still have their matchbooks.
The birthday candles.
Birthday candles. Oh, my gosh. My God.
I found so many used birthday candles recently.
Oh.
Why?
You know, I don't know. You use them, and because you only use them for a few seconds before they're blown out, you hate to throw them away. Mm-hmm. And then you feel guilty about putting a used birthday candle on the next person's birthday.
We're always buying new candles. And there, that's why you have 10 boxes of, you know, not full birthday candles.
I know. So that's on the personal front.
Yes. Yeah.
And there's also clothes. I won't go in too far on that one, but clothes that, you know, I buy two sizes smaller thinking I'm going to stick to this style.
You go, girl. You go.
I have so many clothes with tags on them, and I had to be honest with myself and go, okay, you got to be true to yourself. You're never going to fit in that dress.
Yeah. No, so, I think you will, but save it.
You know, and then on the professional front, you know, do we really need to hold on to files of people that we interviewed 15 years ago?
No, I don't think so.
You know, sometimes some have been had three or four jobs since then. There's nothing the same on that person other than their name and where they were born. But
I like to see the old pictures.
The old pictures are fun. You know, and do we need to hold on to invoices that we paid, you know, 10 years ago, you know, just in case?
No.
Or photos. Oh, my gosh.
You're the photo queen.
I am the photo queen.
You are.
But, you know, I've scanned all of those that I have, and there are literally thousands of them, pre-digital. But I still hate to throw the photos themselves out. I feel bad, you know, burning photos of, you know, my father or sisters when they were little, you know.
You could do it like my mother does and just give back frame photos of me. Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, just back. She just gives them back. She's done with it. She's done.
Well, the other thing is, well, we have to be honest with ourselves. Nobody's going to be interested in seeing photos of people that I worked with back at Procter & Gamble or our group here celebrating, you know, a birthday 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to care.
All we do is look at them and see what our hair looked like.
Yes. You know? So, what were we thinking?
Look how skinny I was.
Oh, my God. But I'm clearing out old tapes of situations or experiences with others.
Me too.
Both personally and professionally.
Yeah.
That have just cluttered up my mind and used up my valuable thought energy for far too long. Mm-hmm. And I know that's easier said than done, of course, but it is a priority this year, Kim. Yeah. Not a resolution per se, but I am manifesting things this year.
Yes.
You know, quite frankly, overthinking is something many of us deal with. And in my case, it's often 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, and I'm thinking about something I said, something someone else said, thinking of how I responded or the way someone treated me and my response, or maybe my lack of respectful response out of fear I might offend them, even though they didn't care about offending me. Not standing up for myself.
Or I love to go over what I should have said.
Yes. I should have
Which
said.
Which was typically not respectful. But then I backtrack and say, that wasn't nice.
Or something, what I wanted to say.
Yes. Said another way.
You know, I mean, I second guess myself too much. So I'm going to get rid of that. Yeah. You know, not standing up for myself. Or you know, from a professional perspective, too, is, you know, hesitating to ask for what our team deserves with some potential clients, you know, and feeling so grateful for the opportunity to work with them that we devalue ourselves by asking for less.
I know. We are a grateful group. Our motto is we're grateful, not greedy, always.
We are not greedy. We're great. We're just grateful.
And does that hurt us sometimes?
I think so. Sometimes.
Yeah. Not the greed. We don't want to be greedy.
We always want to be grateful, you know. But that mantra.
Yeah, we're changing it.
Sometimes it doesn't serve us so well. But, you know, the other thing is thoughts of I'm too seasoned to this, to be this, you know, or wear this. You know, I need to get rid of those thoughts. I mean, who says, you know, a certain stage of life, you can't continue having career goals or building new friendships.
Yeah.
Or, you know, why can't I be on Snapchat?
I think you are on Snapchat.
I am
and
indeed.
All the other, you're super users of all social media.
I am. Yeah. And I keep running my grandsons off of every media. They're running from me and finding
new
places.
That's a service you could offer. It's to chase children off of certain platforms.
I've been on all the platforms. I love social media. I really do. Mm-hmm. The other thing, at least for me and many other women I know, is we were raised to follow the rules.
Yep.
You know, and my new mantra is respect the rules. Understand who made the rules and why, but don't be afraid to break or challenge the rules. Mm. And this is a habit that's been so hard to break. I mean, even growing up, I was the oldest of three girls, and my two sisters were breaking every rule my parents put down. But I was the good one, wanting my parents' approval, which escaped me. And again, that's for another whole podcast. Maybe
some therapy.
Very expensive therapy. Yeah, we rent to a psychotherapist, so maybe I can barter, you know, and get psychotherapy for rent.
Although he may cut off that arrangement once he realizes what he
did. Yeah, he may not want to entertain.
I'm the rule follower because I get caught doing everything. Yes. So that's, you know, I learned very quickly that if you see me doing something wrong, run in the other direction because we're all getting caught.
You're going to get caught, you know?
Yes.
I guess what I'm trying to say is those who follow every rule, and they sometimes find those rules get in the path of their growth or their progress. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to clear some of those rules out of the way. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm still going to stop at stoplights.
Oh,
I'm going to make sure that I follow and respect airport security rules.
Yep, as I'm waiting for you, it's going through TSA.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't like to get patted down.
Nope.
I don't like that.
Nope.
It's time to clear the way, even at this exciting point of my life when others their expectations are different than my plans, you know. I mean, I can tell you, people ask me all the time, when are you going to retire? When are you going to retire? I mean, personally,
why
I think...
Why would you retire?
I think retirement is overrated, frankly. I mean, yes, I have quite a bit of experience under my belt, but I still feel great love for what I'm doing. So why should I retire? Because I'm at a certain stage of life.
Yeah, I don't think you should.
Yeah, I just, there's this woman that was 116 died last week. I've still got a whole full career ahead of me.
Yes, you do. You can have a whole nother marriage.
There won't be another marriage.
Children again.
There will not be another
marriage. You have plenty of time.
But, you know, that's because the marriage I have is just perfect.
It is. Yeah. Oh, I know.
We are extremely excited about the year to clear, and I like this. You know, mm-hmm. it really, truly, on a professional level, personal level, we hope this is going to inspire everybody to, you know, give them something to reflect on. I saw something else just the other day where two people were sitting on a bench, and one said, "We only live once," mm-hmm. in which the other replied, "No, we only die once. We live every single day, so let's do it."
Yeah.
Let's live every single day. Let's get to it and clear the way for some great fulfillment, either personally, professionally, mm-hmm. or both.
Yeah, so go get it, friends. Let's do this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, clear away those thoughts and self-sabotaging ways. We're with you. We're working on it here. But get rid of those things that impact your ability to achieve great fulfillment and joy, both professionally and personally. Great advice, fellas.
Great advice. Hope we have been inspirational and look forward to our next podcast. It's going to be a good one.
Okay. We'll see you then. Bye.